This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 2025. And you are on the clock with Junkanoo Green. I like that name. I think I'm going to keep it. But today is far more special than me renaming myself Junkanoo Green. Today is Owner Bailey Day. Today is Owner Mitchell Powell Bailey Day. We celebrating her birthday today. And so if you know her, give her a shout. Tell her happy birthday. If you're lucky enough to know her, you know that she is, or was, she's no longer practicing, one of the best cake makers in the country. If you were blessed to purchase or sample or receive a bite or a slice of one of her rum cakes or pound cakes or fruit cakes or birthday cakes. Oh, and Owner Bailey, happy, happy birthday. Today's a Wednesday. That means it's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday where we combine both shows to talk about what's in the news. I'm expecting a guest in studio, but until they get here, we got lots to talk about today. I'm just putting my hand on my Tribune. I've got my Guardian in hand. The top of both papers, very sad news. Very sad news. We are searching for a missing mother, 30-year-old Lauren Saunders. There's more news this morning. Police are actively at a scene on Munnings Road where they have identified a deceased body, and they are in the process of their investigation. So we await the news. It's very, very sad news. Let's take a moment to hold space for each other. I have a number of small topics to hit on before we get into some main headlines. I got a text that says something going on westbound in front of Lake Cunningham, standstill traffic as well. It may be connected to the current investigation on Munnings Road, as well as it may not. So let's all drive with care and caution on JFK in the surrounding area. Let's be aware, divert if you can. There may be traffic backups due to road closures or police activity. Let's all be careful. On driving with care and attention means putting your cell phone down. Not just not using it, you know. Not having it in your hand while you're operating your motor vehicle. Sometimes it's not that you caused the accident. It's that you could have prevented it if you were paying attention to the roadway. This is also prompted by a listener. Messaged me yesterday afternoon. They had an experience on the road that brought home for them the, I want to say, constant barking about traffic that I engage in on the show. That listener, while driving yesterday afternoon, almost hit a child, almost struck a child with their vehicle because the child darted out from the side of or behind a vehicle that was parked on the sidewalk. At some point, somebody in a position of authority, because I only have the authority that I have as a human being, would enforce the rules that exist. It's not like we're asking you to make rules, you know. These rules exist. Why are they not being enforced? Why are drivers still allowed to park their car on the sidewalk? Let me give you an example. Nassau Street, Bamboo Shack, Nassau Street Police Station, the school just south of Bamboo Shack. Do you know that people park their cars on the sidewalk in front of and next to the school to go to a restaurant? Some of them to go to some of the establishments across the road too. Right next to the police station. There are signs in the road that indicate to you when that section of road is a school zone. And still, I see police vehicles. Not just police officers coming out of private citizen vehicles, you know. Police vehicles parked on the sidewalk. Caller, I'm so sorry. I was coming to you right now. Call back. The number's to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. Man, this right here, this moment, this is a big deal. Our children have no place to be safe? We leave nothing for them? The poor little children that have to walk home from school, they get nothing? Here's another example. Wolf Road, Blue Hill Road intersection. Eastern side of the intersection, St. Barnabas, the food store, the gas station next door. If you see the number of fancy cars that park on the sidewalk while poor people have to navigate the road to get to their store, while you with your car could drive to a store with cheaper prices, with better prices, right? But you, what you could do when you get there is throw your car on the sidewalk next to the church. I don't understand how Christian people operate. All right, so again, a couple of things happened on the road yesterday. On my way home, I decided to go. Highway, it seems to always be jammed up with traffic, and then you realize it's not actually traffic. It's not a massive, massive backlog of cars. It's just people who driving like they on the beach, like they on vacation, like somebody else is actually responsible for driving the car. But it gets better. When I hit the East Street roundabout, tell me, why is there a dump truck? You know, we drive on a roundabout clockwise, right? We're on the left, we go around clockwise. Why is the dump truck on the East Street roundabout pointed like in a clockwise, in an anti-clockwise direction, counterclockwise? Why are they going right around the roundabout? Why are they disabled? Why are they disabled in the outer lane? Why is nobody attending the truck? The people who drive in the truck didn't feel the need to come out and direct traffic. Let's prep the caller producer. The police didn't feel the need to come out and direct traffic. I mean, the most massive safety hazard on the road. And road traffic right there, you know. If road traffic stands on the roof of their building, they could see the roundabout. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, quick question, right?
Uh-huh.
If people is turned right at the red light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people is turned left on the red light when they don't supposed to, right?
That it means that Brentwood Wells has very little chance as an independent? Did I get it right?
You think they can park on the sidewalk?
Oh, I thought this was a math question. Because I thought the answer was, yeah, Brentwood Wells might as well not run as it. No, I'm sorry, I thought it was a math question. I eager for education. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so if you can turn right at the red light, I think that's even worse to park on the sidewalk.
But guess what? The people who parking on the sidewalk, they know, they don't think that what they're doing is wrong. The people who turning right on red, they know they're breaking the law. They know they're being
on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
What you think about parking on the sidewalk?
Yeah. I just be thinking about the kids and the vulnerable people and the disabled people. That's what I be thinking about. But I feel
people
you. Thank
don't
you.
Care. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to raise to you. Mm-hmm. People simply don't care. It isn't that they don't know what they're doing is wrong. Simply don't care.
Well, here's my thing. I feel you. When people don't care, you know what we do? We enforce laws to make them care. That's what we do. My question is not really why do the people not care. I know why they don't care. They're frustrated. They're stressed out. They're in financial and psychological crisis. I get that, right?
You mean they're stuck on stupid? Basically, that's what you're trying to say.
Because that's what being in financial and psychological crisis will do to you. You get stuck. Right? So I get that part.
You have to be a special type of stupid to turn right at a red light?
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, I know. Me and my megaphone, we know. My megaphone don't talk that much anymore. With all these protests, I would hate to be confused for a protester. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. It gets better. I was on Marathon. I drove past what I speculate was an accident. There were two vehicles pointed in opposite directions in the median, about 25 yards apart from each other. It appeared as if both vehicles were involved in an accident or a collision. A motorcycle officer rode through the scene. When I observed one of the vehicles, the driver was standing outside the door of the vehicle drinking a Guinness as the police officer drove by. He was standing there drinking a Guinness. And you know what the hilarious thing was? He was dressed in black and yellow. Like, he was dressed like the Guinness. I guess maybe he thought he could camouflage the Guinness if he dressed in black and yellow. It is something else. Here's another text. Aaron, we need help on Crooked Island. There's no light and no water. Utilities are down for the past 2 days. Utilities are down for the past 2 days. That's Crooked Island, BPL, Water and Sewerage, Ministry of, is it Works and Family Island Affairs? Who else we need to talk to? The ministry responsible for local government? The people on Crooked Island said they haven't had no light and no water for the past two days. And I'm not sure if people are going to use the excuse of Tropical Storm Melissa to explain it away. Currently, Tropical Storm Melissa is approaching Jamaica and Hispaniola. I don't have notes in front of me, but I know that I think the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has made a statement. Students on the island of Hispaniola. Yeah. I don't know what's happening on the road. I mean, we know what's happening. I don't know why the Royal Bahamas Police Force has what appears to be an effective stop on traffic enforcement. Don't mind that you see them stopping people in the road, you know. They're doing the work of Road Traffic Department and Inland Revenue, right? They're collecting tax. Do you have your license for your car? Do you have your license for you? Do you have insurance, right? They're collecting tax on behalf of the government when what they should be doing is enforcing traffic controls. To my Crooked Island listener, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. If you could get on that line, there'll be minimal costs attached because at least the using the number is toll-free. This is the Bahamas, Aaron. You have to bully people into doing the right thing. Trust me. Trust me. I know. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's also a shame to hear state actors throw around this word bullying so cavalier, right? Like, we're being bullied, the government won't be bullied. Oh, anybody bullying the government? How can anybody bully the government? But an ill-prepared government will perceive, right, dogged lobbying or agitating as bullying. It's like, when a government or state actor could tell you that a union is bullying them. Come on. Let's prep the caller, producer. Why you think when you go to court, right, the defendant has so many protections? Because we recognize that the one individual or the defendant is going up against the state and all of its resources. It's very hard for y'all to convince people that you're being bullied. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, I want to hear that. I'm glad I heard you said you're good, because I've been following you and I follow everybody on this planet. But I need you to be aware, Aaron, that there appears to be a deliberate attempt to delete all levels of functionality. All levels of functionality. Globally. And if the fact that Mercury is going to be retracing on the 9th of November, as I told you before, nothing to do with that. What it has to do is this retrograding that's occurring is something that was decided before before the planets were here. Because there is systematic decay. There's an increasing learning at the same time. We're going to be real smart, but stupid to apply our intelligence. As you can clearly see, we vote people in left and right who do nothing for us. Because we got to apply our intelligence to just, look, don't vote for them, vote for somebody new. So whatever you are, but there is, if you can clearly watch it, and I don't want you to get too upset with the traffic situation, because it's going to, you see, the very same thing that's affecting you now, it doesn't have to escalate, but because you magnify it internally, it's going to escalate internally, and then you may end up doing something stupid. Mind you, it's the very same misdemeanor, but internally, your interpretation has gone crazy. You follow me, Aaron?
I follow you. You know what my concern is, though? My concern is this, is that as society continues to disorder itself, as it continues to refuse to be ordered, that the powers that be, those with a responsibility to protect, create an environment in which we can, right, make healthy decisions, engage in healthy activities towards our self-development, self-sustaining, that their powers that be are derelict in their duty and have created an environment in which the ordinary citizen is subjected to unnecessary violence. At the same time, they not only disregard a tool that helps society order itself, they operate in a manner that twists the tool and only leads to more disordering. You see, the problem with disorder and chaos is that chaos only exists on a level that you are unable, right, that you are unable to see the larger picture. There's no such thing as chaos. There are only things that we don't have the capacity to understand yet, right? And so my greater concern, and I appreciate what you're saying because I weigh it often, are you magnifying the problem by talking about it? But what we're allowing the state to do is to continue in a dereliction that results in violence. It results in an unnecessary damage and injury, loss of income, loss of time, loss of quality of life, of economics and business, right? We cannot maintain, sustain, or grow a healthy environment without being focused on the effective and efficient movement of goods and people. So we have state actors that get paid thousands of dollars to tell us about how they're improving the economy, but it's obvious to anybody that uses the public roadways that they could not be working on a plan. Not one that would be successful without tackling that very integral element of an economy.
I just wanted to say
I balance your concern, which is absolutely valid, with
my concern is for you now. Mind you, I listen to you.
Yeah.
I realize that you are able to appreciate the fact that, but no, let me let you finish.
No, I just wanted you to know that I not only hear what you're saying, but I weigh it every day against the other concerns.
Yeah, and then we're going to get, we have to not become a part of that box, that equation, because these people who are fighting to become politicians, they don't realize that the power that they're really trying to go after is a mirage.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute they get there, they realize, oh boy, this can take my lifetime. To actually, they are unable to assist a growing masses that's populating faster than there's economic growth in the country. You follow me with this?
Mm-hmm.
So they have decided to benefit from the decay than to do what you're looking for, progress.
I got you.
That's you follow me here?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where we are. All those politicians have to answer to the leader of the party. That's it. They can't go in and tell you you're the beneficiary of decadence.
Let me let you go. Constitution, Article 73, 1A. Everybody. Don't let this National Heroes Holiday pass you by without reading Article 73, 1A and then asking a politician or a candidate, what does that mean? Good morning, caller.
Great.
Thank you for your patience.
You know, Ms. Green, you know, we talk about this bias in the media, right? Political bias in the media, right?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to address
capitalist bias in the media,
you know, and how the media houses are so invested in the economy of the Bahamas, and so therefore, you know, every day in the media, you know, the ruling class, the economic class, the high class, the rich class in this country, and even the high middle class, they own the media and they're selling you their PLPF and them. They're selling you their capitalist product. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. So a conversation about the relationship between the merchant class, the political class, the oligarchs, right? But you asking me, what you asking me to do is akin to going into the PLP stalwarts meeting?
No, what I'm
and telling Renesana Martin for leader PLP. That's a very dangerous conversation if it is not curated properly. That's all. That's all I say it. But I think it is such a timely conversation that I may have been engaged in it this morning. I just saying. I may have been talking about that in a less public forum. Call us still there? Call you still there? All right. Something happened to your phone line, caller. We did not drop you. Here's a text. I'm surprised you are still advocating for the enforcement of laws, Aaron, because I've seen officers on video and police cars drinking Guinness. How can any police officer book a civilian for drinking when the police have a cold one in the car? Because you hide it. I mean, first of all, you hide it. You know, don't be like these officers. Things happen. People break the law, they bend the law, even the rules, right? The people who's supposed to enforce them, they bend them. My question is, why are y'all doing it in public? Why are you taking pictures of yourself doing it? Why would you record a video of yourself in a police car drinking an alcoholic beverage and then send it to people? And then tell the people, don't send it to anybody else. It's like we thought, obviously the pilot didn't watch that video, hey. I'm not endorsing, encouraging, or condoning illegality, breaking the law, bad behavior. But for God's sake, don't get at people who catch you or critique you, and you documented the activity yourself. Sometimes I think this de-average is intentional. Sometimes I think it's intentional. You're on the clock with Junkanoo Green. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, yes.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what are the boy?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what's in.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
With Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau starts here. This November 1st, George Street is coming alive at the cathedral that made Nassau a city. The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is back, filled with mouth-watering food, one-of-a-kind art and crafts, and a $10,000 raffle prize. Feel the rhythm of Nassau with live performances, bohemian music, and fun for the whole family. Nassau starts here. Don't miss it. November 1st.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Good morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Junkanoo Green. Somebody texted me just now and said, what happened right here, man? I just want a new middle name, or first name, or other name. I don't know, I like it. Don't we all like Junkanoo? I like it enough to make it my name. I am Junkanoo Green. I love it. Okay, so during the break just now, I heard some news. Apparently, Mr. Wayne Monroe, Minister of National Security, has announced the by-election date. Here we go. I see a proper breaking news story. Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, just announced that a by-election will be held on November 24th, 2025. That's November 24th, 2025. Golden Isles, by-election coming. They're in the paper today, hey? Let's talk about it in today's Nassau Guardian. Golden Isles residents looking for change. Residents in Golden Isles said yesterday that they are looking for change. Golden Isles will head to a by-election in the coming months. We now know the date, November 24th. After the death of Vaughn Miller, who was a member of parliament for the constituency, the Free National Movement has ratified Brian Brown. And just last week, the Progressive Liberal Party ratified Senator Darren Pickstock. Speaking to the Nassau Guardian on Tuesday, constituents said Golden Isles is plagued. Producer Leibniz Prep Nicole is plagued with a myriad of issues, including depleted roadworks, unreliable water supply, a high number of derelict vehicles, poorly kept parks, and a lack of safe and clean community spaces. And then I want to ask, how much it costs you all to have your street lights changed in Golden Isles? Does it cost $1,000?
Erin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Okay, I am distressed to the point where I'm making this call. I was absolutely horrified when that young girl going home was strangled, raped, and murdered.
Are we?
Then there was the elderly lady that was raped and murdered.
Okay, I got you.
And now there is a mother who is pregnant but is missing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just keep going on like every day is another day. Either the women in this country have to start marching or something has to give. The violence is unreal. It is heinous what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And our seeming insensitivity or desensitization, right? Which involves...
We can't afford it, Eric.
I mean...
And we are women, we are nurturers, we are healers, we have roles to play, we need to get our act together, are demanding protection. I see, if there's a conflict, male, female, the violence of the language is something I have never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we can't keep glossing it over. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you. Part of my Future of Democracy presentation, I talked about the decentering of the victim in sexual violence, right, and sexual crimes and offenses. I talk about the language that state actors use, the language that we use in the law, right? The language that we choose to use to describe these offenses and crimes. There are people focused on it, right? But like you say, it's obvious that we need more. We need to exponentially enhance whatever advocacy is taking place. I have a story in my notes for today. I want to say thank you very much, caller, for raising this. I have a story in my notes today, and I followed the timeline of the story because it's just... What I saw speaks to what you're addressing, right? So I'm looking at this headline in yesterday's news. Man who held girl captive for 5 days wants 20-year sentence reduced, right? Let me read through these articles. A man who held a girl captive in bushes for 5 days while raping her repeatedly wants his 20-year sentence reduced due to the delay in bringing his case to trial, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds reasonable at the break. We've seen the evolution of the law where the court's jurisprudence says, look, you can't have somebody in jail waiting to be tried for an exorbitant amount of time. But let's get into the details of this, right? Lincoln Poitier kidnapped a 14-year-old daughter of a family friend in 2004, right? But he wasn't brought to trial until 2023. So you say that's 19 years, right? But then when I shoot to... Okay, so we find out that he was not detained, right? Here we go. Man convicted of teens 2004 rape and kidnapping. This is from Bahamas Court News, 25th of October, 2023. A man who abducted a 14-year-old girl from a home, held her captive for 4 days and sexually assaulted, has been convicted 19 years later. Police did not catch Poitier until more than 3 years after the teen's rescue, right? Mm-hmm. I want to stick. We're not going to get into the details of the story just to say, held a girl captive in the bush for 5 days while raping her repeatedly.
She's 14 years old.
She was able to escape.
You understand the degree of violence?
Well, hold on. Listen. Let me continue. Poitier remained at large until his arrest in 2007. He was committed to stand trial in 2009 and arraigned in the Supreme Court in 2016. Due to delays in bringing the case to trial, his lawyer suggested a sentence in range of 10 to 20 years. Ultimately, he was sentenced to 20 years. He got a charge of 20 years and 10 years. And then another charge of between 7 and 9 years, but they were made to run concurrently, right? So not consecutively. So he spends the time of the largest sentence, which is 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in 2015, the Bahamas Weekly carried a wanted persons flyer for Mr. Poitier, right? In 2015, mm-hmm. this was published by Bahamas Weekly the 7th of April, 2015. The okay. second suspect on the flyer, Poitier, who was wanted in connection with a number of burglaries and house breakings. Yeah? Mm-hmm. In 2015, the incident occurred in 2004. He wasn't detained until 2007. In 2015, he's on a wanted persons flyer in connection with burglaries and house breakings. And then he gets found guilty of, and I want to read the exact language, forcible detention, unlawful sexual intercourse, and kidnapping. Everybody has the right to appeal, you know.
Yeah.
I just can end it right there. Everybody has the right to appeal. So I want to say that to say that not that there's not absolute silence, that people are paying attention. The question is, how do we grow, enhance the organizing around these issues for a more effective advocacy?
By keeping it in the news, by asking women to stand up for themselves and their sisters, by not going into rabbit holes, mm-hmm. by looking at laws, jurisdictions, whatever we have to do.
Let's do it.
The cry, and I am just saying, I'm sending a prayer in my heart that this woman that was found is not the pregnant mother, because that to me would be the ultimate. Okay, I am praying that she is not dead and wasn't raped and murdered.
Mm-hmm. And let's pray that the justice is achieved for whoever it is we have discovered, you know, disposed of in this manner. Thank you very much, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's go back to the text line. I just wanted to take a moment. I'm going to read a text. The text says, I find it quite disturbing that the female caller only noticed violence against women, not a mention about violence against men. Wow, tone deaf. Sir, you know what the headline in today's paper is? Searching for pregnant mom. We just hope she's alive. You want to talk about violence against women? I'd like to thank you for that example. You want to talk about tone deaf? I'd like to thank you for that example, texter. That's what you brought to us today. Let's go to more texts. Why do we need more police officers on the force when who we have now not doing their jobs, especially road traffic? They never have no cars when you call them. I don't know. This text here says, good morning, Junkanoo Green. Use the by-election or the goodbye election. Oh, us, the by-election or the goodbye election for the PLP. Yes, Texter, we shared that the police are actively at the scene where a body has been discovered. Thank you for ensuring that we were aware of that in this conversation. That as we go to the break, producer, that case you conversed on as it relates to raping the 14-year-old kidnapped highlights the psyche of many barbarians and the two-legged beasts we have walking and living amongst us. He should have gotten life. Well, he's on appeal, so let's be easy. I wanted to read from what was documented in the media, but the sentiment has been shared. We got some more text, and we got some more subjects to talk about. Data protection on the list. Contractors in renewed plea over self-regulatory board. It's a very important story. When we get back from the break, though, we got time, because you on the clock with Aaron Green, and we on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for Emerald. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're on the clock. I got a text here. Listen, you had me in the first half. It says, I can agree to that gentleman's sentence reduction if he agrees to physical castration. And I say to myself, you know what? Because I am constantly considering the value of the plea deal, right? Not just like, okay, it's obviously valuable to the justice system, right? It enables them to clear up backlogs, to move through cases more quickly. They say that they have a greater chance of success with the plea deal than going to trial. That's what they believe, their job easier, right? But also to weigh what has been posited, what has been put forward as the positives for victims, a speedier process, right? Dealing with it quickly and finishing it, even though the scars of sexual violence never disappear. We just learn to live with them, right? But you put something on the table. Should voluntary castration, chemical castration that is, chemical castration be on the table, be offered? Like, hey, you could get the sentence reduced if you voluntarily undergo the process of chemical castration. It is a consideration, something I had not considered, but seems like the powers that be are all out of ideas. Yes, again, it is very sad news. Text here that says, Aaron, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The traffic laws must be enforced. See, it's more than just the flow of traffic, right, that we're concerned about. This is a tool in which people learn how society is ordered, how to order their lives. If you are using the roadways properly, you can learn critical thinking skills, spatial awareness, right, empathy, things like this. Yeah, and we're just wasting this tool we have available to us. A texter said, listen, we don't even need to put the chemical in front of castration. I will not go that far in this conversation. If we can achieve the same result without amputation, then let us attempt to do that. So here is another story in today's paper, or in this week, 16th, I think it's 16th, last week, 16th of October. This one kind of slipped by, but I think it's an extremely important conversation. Contractors in renewed plea over self-regulatory board. That's Nassau Tribune. We can start with the Guardian article. Sans, lack of contractor licenses costs country hundreds of millions. That's in yesterday's paper. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of projects have not happened in this country as a result of Bahamian contractors not being licensed by a statutory contractors board that has never appointed by any government in the 9 years since the contractors law called for it. Bahamian Contractors Association President Leonard Sands said in a letter sent to the media. Quote, today the Bahamian Contractors Association advocates for swift action to finally make good the intent of the legislation and uphold the integrity of our construction industry. Urge the Prime Minister to make good on his promise to appoint the Construction Contractors Board. Debbie Deal, who is listed as vice president of the board in one article and a senior member in another, vice president, told reporters that they had already given the government their choices for the board. She goes on to say, the Construction Contractors Act was passed 9 years ago. Therefore, all contractors have been building illegally since the act calls for all contractors to be licensed. Yeah? No contractors board has been appointed since the enactment of the legislation, and the vice president of the Contractors Association indicates that that means that for the last 9 years, all contractors have been building illegally since the act calls for all contractors to be licensed, and I guess licensed by the board. Quote, just because you have a business license does not mean you are a builder, said Deal. Quote, imagine this. Imagine you're going over to Florida. You fly with a pilot that wasn't licensed. It's a very interesting article. It continues. Sand said, the lapse in licensing undermines the integrity of the construction industry and raises concerns about safety, quality, and accountability in the country's building practices. He said a lack of licensed contractors leaves the public vulnerable to unqualified or unscrupulous operators who, without the testing and scrutiny required by the licensing process, risk the safety of residents and the durability of the properties they construct. Well, here's the question. Has there been any instance? Would the Bahamas Insurance Association have the authority? Are they able to tell the public whether there have been any matters arising from this circumstance? Like there has been an accident in a building, infrastructure, and the owners or occupants recourse from insurance coverage? Does this impact insurance? Does it impact contractors' insurance? Does it impact the insurance coverage for a home, for a public building, for a business, a semi-public entity, a business? This is a very interesting deal. So I'm just going to read briefly from the Tribune article. Sands' lack of contractor licenses costs country hundreds of millions. Oh, sorry, no, that's the wrong one. Contractors in renewed plea over self-regulatory board. The board's role is to oversee the licensing and registration of Bahamian contractors and construction tradespersons according to their abilities and the scale of projects they are able to perform. It would also enforce the Construction Contractors Act, passed into law in 2016, imposing penalties and sanctions on those found guilty of misconduct or defective work. However, the act has never been enforced due to the failure to appoint the board, leaving construction as the last major Bahamian profession without self-regulatory powers. And I guess that's one aspect of it, and that seems to be one of the aspects highlighted in both articles. But I'm thinking, like, implications for insurance and coverage and recourse in case of injury or damage to the building? Because if a contractor is operating illegally, if it's operating without being licensed, and no board has been appointed to license contractors since the enactment of the legislation, if what Ms. Deal says is true, which I don't have a reason to doubt, that the entire industry of local contractors has been operating illegally because they have not been licensed, because they have not had an opportunity to be licensed. And so I guess the question is, like the conversation we're having about the cannabis compendium of bills. What has been enacted and what has been brought into force? And why is it taking a matter of 9 years? And is it unreasonable for me to say, tell me you want a moratorium without telling me you want a moratorium? But it doesn't quite operate that way, because I mean the potential implications. You know what? Don't mind what I'm thinking. Let's go to the text line. As a text, most electrical companies have single or three-phase licenses as well as BEEP license. Okay. All right. I feel you. Thank you for that information. But, so what you're telling me is that the way that we've been operating is without, not with disregard, but without the ability to license contractors, that we have relied on the licensing and professional certifications of the technical, the tradesmen, the that work with the contractor. So the contractor doesn't have a license, but we know that all of the electricians are licensed and can be insured. Is that what we're saying? And then how does this, you remember when the Prime Minister said, man, what y'all talking about? That ain't even a roof. I say, you're right, sir, because it's a matter of trust, T-R-U-S-S, because that's what fell. But the layman, we don't care about trust and roof. We just care that we could see the sky when we sleeping. So you telling me that when the Prime Minister said his contract, the contract just have to be reduced to writing, that contractor could also have been unlicensed as well? Because if he's unlicensed, what happens with his insurance? Producer, don't mind me, you know. We on the clock. We gotta be sharp on the dot. We are just about out of time. I'm just going to read through these last texts as we go. It says, however, if that law is implemented, Aaron, I bet you we might have only one rape a year out of castrated men. Use it responsibly. Females also. Aaron, there's a two-way street to traffic enforcement. We truly need signage as well. Listen, I don't know whose bright idea it was to create this whole little sector where we're putting people on scooters, on ATVs, and in open-sided Jeeps, and telling them go hit the road and have fun with no signage, knowing that the vast majority of our guests drive on the right. You know? I don't know. Because I ain't in charge. My name is Junkanoo Green. I ain't in charge of nothing. I only be on the clock. And now we off the clock, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.